something.
Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program and more, with your host, physician and surgeon, microbiologist, preventive medicine and hygiene physician, and Surgeon General, Dr. Jewel Pogo.
Hey everybody, how you doing? I tell you, I've really missed you all, and it's been so exciting with all the adaptations and things that I've experienced as I've gotten back from Alaska, and I'm working with a new gene pool, remember? Our whole advanced system workshop was to go to Alaska and expose ourselves to the aurora and activate our future DNA. Now, we've been working on this for a long time. We had a three-month class to practice going into the cell, opening up the nucleus, unwinding our DNA, allowing ourselves to make the mRNA that is exposed to the information being projected from the auroras. And so every evening, very early in the morning, I should say, very early in the first watch, for those of you who are Mayan time savvy, or very early in the morning, still on the Gregorian calendar, we would expose ourselves to the auroras. And so the day's update is that the auroras are intense now. They're really intense. And they're have a categorization of the intensity of the auroras, their brightness and the depth of penetration, everything. And it was 5+ last night or early this morning during the first watch. So it's really intense now. And all of this energy beaming from our North Pole and from our South Pole is now converging toward the equator. And so therefore, all of you will have the opportunity to have your DNA upgraded. Pay attention. Don't get lost in all this fairyland stuff that's being projected all around you in your environment. Pay attention and definitely request that you be exposed to the energy to upgrade your DNA so that the 21st century is going to be a given for you. Very easy to matriculate. You'll be able to see what is genuine, what basically is superficial, what doesn't have anything to do with you. You want to be able to see it. So in the process, as I've been saying, we do go through a whole metamorphosis. We really go through a metamorphosis when we have a genetic upgrade. Now, they're not really kidding you when they show you in the movies how, you know, substance or, you know, District 9. I think that was a great example. You know, it may not be what you wanted to metamorph into, but they made it very, very clear. Oh, some of you don't know about District 9. Okay, well, you need to see District 9. Okay, a very bizarre, but very, very accurate movie as far as the science goes. Okay, now it talks about a projection in our future, but it talks about a mothership. Yeah, from another planet, bringing another humanoid species. They're quite unique relative to our anatomical structure, but still very much head, thorax, arms, legs, but more so appearing on the insecticide species or a variation, I should say, of our DNA. Anyway, they are the star of the movie, and so are we. And it says a lot about our mentality, a lot about our attitude, but one of the gentlemen, he's our co-star, had the opportunity to acquire some of their DNA. Okay, as a matter of fact, it was, in his mind, an accident, and he inhaled it. Also, it got in his mouth and his eyes, and so was able to get in contact with what? Da-da-da! The mucous membranes. Yeah, their DNA concentrated. They intentionally were concentrating it for a particular reason. When you see the movie, you'll know what that is. And he happened to get access to the vial and didn't know how to handle it. And the pressure of it released some of it in his face. So it got on his mouth, his mucous membranes, et cetera. And, of course, he wiped it off, whatever else, thought he was fine. Things started to change. And so he went through a metamorphic process. Now, this is an extreme example because they really wanted to show you what happens when we start changing DNA. So this was very extreme, but the steps and the process is true. And so anytime we're going to upgrade our DNA, you will have changes in your tissues, in your attitude, in how you think, et cetera. Remember, you have all your bodies, your mental body, your emotional body, your physical body, okay, the spirit of the person and your soul. So, yeah, these things do change. Very interesting. Very interesting. But, again, I'm excited because who I was is not how I will be and not how I am today. So now we're back from Mexico, and guess what? Da-da-da-da, our fall semester is here. And I am so excited about our fall semester. Our teachers, our instructors, really, our professors are getting themselves all together, and they are looking so forward to meeting you and sharing with you the incredible information that for many of them have been studying for decades to share with you. So I'm going to take you personally through each course at the university. And if you have any questions for me, you can call right in. Our engineer will let me know you're on the line. And our sponsor wants to say hello to you before I get started. So we'll be right back after this message, and I invite you to travel with me through the fall semester of the Duke University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living. We'll be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Thank you so much. I just love that commercial. Our source is a neuron. Without the neuron, you're not going to be doing too much in this dimension. So it is the neuron that allows us to gather the thoughts and whatever else, et cetera. The neuron is like a beehive. Why am I, should I say the brain is like a beehive, right? Because you have the neurons. It's really kind of like the queens and the kings. And then you have all these other types of cells that make sure that the brain stays healthy, the immune system works, the vascular system's in place, the nutrients get to the neurons. It's fabulous. It's fabulous how your brain is put together. Because it is it's an incredible what? Biocomputer. Don't think I'm sitting here right now in front of two computers. Do not think that these computers, I don't care how big they make them and how illuminating the screen is with 250 colors on it or whatever else, they are still only a very superficial representation of 1/4 of a neuron. One computer is about 1/4 of the capability of a neuron. And the neurons, you have about 80 billion of them. Mm-hmm. Not including all the other cells. Right. So therefore, never fear, computer, recognize, okay, you're just one little aspect of one of my cells. Let's work it. That has to be the attitude. Let's do this. So the Juul University, remember what Juul is now. Juul is an attitude, justifiably enchanted with enlightened living. Justifiably enchanted with enlightened living. That is what Juul references. It's an acronym for an attitude of justifiably enchanted with enlightened living. And why is the university named after that? Because when you claim and learn the owner's manual of your body, you won't be able to do anything but be in ecstasy. Fabulous to know how the body works, how to work your body, how to allow this wonderful tool to be a magnetic field to manifest and magnetize to you the quality of life that you think into existence. Yeah. So therefore, we offer you access to all the information about the owner's manual of your body. It's vast. There's no owner's manual more incredible than the one to your body. But most people don't have that one. You have it to your car and to your blender, you know, and to your stereo and all these other things. But you don't have the owner's manual to your body, but you got to get it. If you want to basically get the best out of this fabulous body, you've got to get it. So our September, our fall semester courses, we love them. We don't have a lot of courses this fall, so we invite you to take them all. Yeah, we do. You know, I think we have about four or five courses. And, of course, we start out with the most important in the College of Neurosciences and Neuroredesign. Did you hear what I said? Neuroredesign. We specialize in redesigning the neurons. And we do that with the use of geometry. This is why I'm talking to you today, because I've redesigned the organizational structure of my brain to be able to do this. You have to remember now, remember Dr. Juul, you know, the past Dr. Juul, she was a gynecologist. She was a family practitioner, and she was an herbologist. She was a surgeon. She was all those things. But the present day Dr. Juul is a neural redesigner that I specialize now in helping anyone redesign their brain so that they can access the software programs at any time in their DNA. If you don't have a brain that the genes can interact with chemically, physiologically, then the capabilities encoded in your tissues, you will never be able to actualize. You have the software program, but it's just like your computer here, okay? You don't know how to work the software. You don't even know that you even have the software program in your body. And therefore, how can the brain then do what? That will activate them so that the cells can recognize the directives. That's what the software programs do. They tell the cells how to behave. But that can't happen unless the software is activated. And it has to be stimulated to do so. And that chemistry comes from the brain based on your thinking. It's a wonderful cascade of events that are happening, and everyone can learn this, and the ones who are going to be the most successful in the 21st century will learn this, know it, and be excited about it. And so our first ongoing class for the semester is always our brain balancing program. So let me just tell you a little bit about it very quickly. Our program, we call it the DJBP, the abbreviation for Dr. Juul's Brain Balancing Program, is a revolutionary program which utilizes sacred geometry to synchronize the logical left and the creative right sides of the brain, allowing them to work together, term full brain functionality. Now, every week I get on this radio and I tell you, you just cannot walk around thinking that you're just so cute and wonderful and then say that you're left-handed or right-handed. No, 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 no. You want to be ambidextrous, and that is going to take a little time because your brain has been one-sided for a long time. Now, what am I saying? And we've got all different types of theories and statements. Most people do not use most of their brain. Now, some people say that, you know, it's just really just kind of sitting there, and it is. It's not as though it's not getting enough blood supply. It does, okay? But you, as a conscious field of energy, you are a conscious field of energy. You are not your body. Your body is a tool, just like a fingernail file or anything else. Definitely not as trivial, of course not, but an example that is something that serves you. Your body is serving you to be able to do whatever you choose to in this dimension. But it is just a major tool allowing you to interact in this third dimensional world. One of the most important tools that you will ever interact with this lifetime, and you have to learn how to use it. And that comes in through the mainframe computer, which is its brain, your brain, because your body has a brain and that brain belongs to you. So therefore, are you, as a fully conscious being, able to permeate all the areas of the brain? That's the question. And if you cannot, and the answer is, of course, you cannot, why is it? Why is it that you're not able to use all of the brain? And so most people say, okay, I have a subconscious mind. You have a subconscious area of the brain. Yeah, you do. And it's subconscious because you consciously are not aware of what it is doing, what information it contains. And that was not how you were created to be. You were created to be fully conscious and everything if you select to be such. And most people are not. And if selected to be conscious of everything that's going on, they would not be able to because there are areas in the brain that they haven't permeated. You've got to let your consciousness flow into these areas of the brain. And how do you do that? Well, you have to build a bridge, an interface, and the interface to anything. Building anything in this dimension requires what? Geometry. Isn't that wonderful to build a house? Got to do it. Got to know the geometry. How does it shape? How many stairs? You know, is this the hallway? For everything, the dress, a dress, straight lines, is it curvy? Everything, geometry. So we build the interface for ourselves to interact with our brain tissue that will then create a blood quality that activates the software programs or shuts them down when we don't need them anymore through. Yay for geometry. And so therefore, what do? We expose you to the geometry that allows the brain tissue to reconstruct itself, which then allows the consciousness, the energy that you are to move into those areas. And when that happens, everything is amazingly different. You are able to even know more about what's going on in the environment. Colors are different, your awareness is different, your sensitivity as far as feeling, touch, everything. Your tissues even take on a whole different quality. Their tensile strength, okay, their vitality, their luminosity. It's incredible just by being able to move in consciousness into these new areas of the brain. Amazing. And most of all, what you experience is that the whole world outside of you physically is attracted to you and now forms and molds itself very easily to your thoughts. You become so powerful, and this is why we tell everyone, and it's a requirement to go into the colleges or the university because all this information we have for you, most people, they think, oh, it's so hard and I don't know science and I won't know math and I'm not good in this. Oh, that's only because the brain hasn't been permeated completely by you. And so when you restructure the tissues and restructure the energy fields, those bridges are made and you can go into any area of the brain and master it. So just simply the balancing program, participating it on this program every day until you've completed the redesign of the brain, causes accelerated cell regeneration, enhanced functioning of your immune system, increased memory capabilities. It really calms your thinking down. I'm telling you, you get much calmer. You'd be surprised what can be presented to you as an experience that probably would have, you know, had you reeling for weeks. You'll be like, oh, okay. They would calm down, go within, make a decision, create a plan. Let's do it. As they say on CNN, let's go after it. And you will be able to handle the experience. And you'll be like, wow, this is amazing. Amazing. Right. Because now you have access to more brain tissue. Last but not least, okay, our sponsors are calling us again, but last but not least, reduced brain and body anxiety. Take stress off your body. It increases your conscious access to more brain cells and obviously to more brain circuitry. Now, this tuition is $900. I'm going to say that right on the radio. I have no problem with that. We have payment arrangements, et cetera. But I say to you that, you know, people are buying shoes for that. So you're buying all kind of things, et cetera. And when you take them off in the evening, hang them up, you know, whatever else, et cetera, you still got the same old brain. And you're going to have to deal with all of these same issues the same old way for the rest of your life unless you redesign it. So this is a 15-minute-a-day activity, just 15 minutes a day, okay? So this little simple $900, you can pay it off, et cetera, but you want to get access to your brain. Now, this starts November 12th, so you can go to our website to check it out in more detail. And also, you can enroll here at the Juis, support at the JUIS.education. Support at JUIS.education. Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program. And if you're not on our website, in our email link, let us know. You can write us right there so we can send you also more information. And I have this beautiful African elephant as an example. Everybody knows that the elephant's brain doesn't play. It's a serious brain. It remembers everything. It is tough, okay? So you see this big thing and the skin looks, you know, real leathery and it walks slow, whatever. But this elephant can do things that most people cannot, okay, because of the brain. So, you know, it's a different projection of what we think about intelligence, but you want to have total, complete intelligence, and you can do that for just 15 minutes a day. So I'll be right back after this message, and then let's talk about the next course for the fall semester at the Juul University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, your university that holds for you the owner's manual to the physical body. You want your owner's manual. And we definitely invite you. We welcome you. We'd love for you to come and get it. Be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Juul University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Greetings, and if you're just tuning in, Wonderful. We're so glad to have you here. We've been talking about the fall semester at the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living. Remember, Jewel is an acronym for an attitude, justifiably enchanted with enlightened living. This university is your university that holds for you the owner's manual for the physical body. We have access to so many things, but most of us do not have access to the owner's manual of the physical body. How do we use, care for, utilize, empower, regenerate, form your human body? How do you do this? You want to know about all of this. So we know this about our cars and things, but not about our body. And the consequences, outright death. You die because you don't know how to navigate and to care for a physical body, which you know is immortal. That's what's so deep about this. We know it's immortal. We got thousands and thousands of people in line waiting for the organs of someone else. Cadaver transplant services. How can the organ be dead and then put into a sick body and then it works? Now, that's a conundrum, and I'll let you figure that out. If you're really on it, you'll recognize that obviously the organ couldn't be dead, could not be dead by the definition of dead. So, therefore, when we know this, if we've got Nobel Prize winners who basically received the Nobel Prize as early as 1912 for keeping human tissue alive for over 25 years in a jar. In a jar, the tissue wasn't even in a full human body, but the environment, the epigenetics, will sustain human tissue indefinitely if you know how to take care of it. Yes, and this is what we're talking about. So the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living is your university to give you your owner's manual to the human body, because we can live for hundreds and thousands of years in the same body and never let anybody tell you any different. That's why you got to learn how to take care of it, how to in a body, how to live through your body, because that's what you're doing. So our next course here, this is the fall semester, first class course we talked about, the Dr. Jewel Brain Balancing Program, that redesigns the neurons of the brain so that you can now activate the software programs encoded in your DNA for you to turn on and off at will. But you got to know what the software programs are. That's in your owner's manual. Get the brain balanced, and then you'll be able to go through the owner's manual and turn on the software programs you want, turn off the ones you don't want. Yay! It's just that simple. Now, our next course that we're offering, DJBBA 101. Well, what does that stand for? Dr. Jewel Brain Balance Alliance. Now, this is incredible. Why? Because once you bring all the neurons into their proper design and architecture or orientation via exposure to geometry, how do you use them? And what we have found that most people basically do not know how to utilize the group of neurons as they, based on the frequency of information that they modulate, hang together. They stay together. And it really forms a circuit. So we know there is definitely 7 circuits of the brain. And each one of these circuits articulates with an energy field that together they form what we call our mind. It's incredible. Yeah. So therefore, we've got to learn the circuits of the brain. Yeah, we do, that articulate with specific circuits of our mind. So the DJBBA, the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balance Alliance 101, is a course that teaches you how to use what we call the second circuit of the brain. Now, this circuit is very much alive in every other animal, organism on the planet, and it is demonstrated clearly for us in what we call the insect realm. The insect realm, and especially the social insects, the social organized insects, where they together, by the thousands, by the millions, work together to build an incredible society. So we have the bees, we have the wasps, we have the termites, we have the ants. These are four major groups of insects that together are invincible. There may be, for example, 2 or 3 million bees to a beehive. That's a large hive, but it is incredible. They feed themselves, they take care of themselves, they house themselves, they educate themselves, et cetera, together. And that's a problem for humans. We have millions of humans on the planet that are not able to, quote, socialize. They're not able to socialize. They're not able to come together and build something for the benefit of everyone involved. It's a serious problem here, and it's because the neurons of the brain are not organized and are not permeated by the consciousness of the individual to use the software program associated with that circuitry. Yay, right. So therefore, guess what? We've learned how to retro-engineer the circuits of the brain because they're already there. They're just not usable, structural defects, or they're not usable because they're not energized by your consciousness to be aware of the capabilities of the circuit and then how to demonstrate through your body, through your behavior, how to exemplify that behavior in your life. And so therefore, the DJBBA allows you to learn about the second circuit of the brain, the circuit of the brain that allows you to communicate freely. It's a serious problem. We can talk about money. We can talk about sex. But we don't really talk about all the important things necessary, why we don't necessarily feel good about ourselves. Why don't we think that we're beautiful? Why do we think that we're not divine? Why do we think that someone who looks different than we do is not of the same quality, capability of ourselves? And communicate that without being angry, without being dehumanizing, okay, or diminishing the other person because of your lack of understanding. It's real clear. Communication makes that very clear. We don't understand. And so ask the questions instead of basically getting an attitude of destruction or fear and withdrawal, okay? But when that circuit is not healthy, that second circuit that naturally wants to communicate, is not healthy, these things don't happen. Even within a whole household, even within a supposedly loving relationship, that second circuit is damaged when they can't talk about it. Well, he doesn't want to talk about it. Well, she doesn't say anything to me about it, okay? These kind of statements that are attempting to explain why they're not communicating, even though they say that they're what a team. There's no such thing as a team when there's no communication. So forget that. So we got a lot of people who claim they're together by, you know, they're bonded together by money. They're bonded together by the children. They're bonded together by a piece of paper, you know, a license or whatever else, et cetera. But there's no communication. There's very little teamwork. And therefore, there's very little building going on. So this course offers you the opportunity to understand communication. It's important. What that looks like in teamwork, okay? We can't say we're working with a team, but yet and still we went through a whole process of an activity. We finished 5, 6, 7 phases of it, okay? Does your partner know it? Oh, no, I haven't communicated that yet. That's not teamwork. How many processes in that building did you finish? Oh, we got through most of it, 7 or 8 phases. What? And you haven't communicated with your team? You haven't communicated with it after every phase that was completed? You didn't let them know? Well, no, I didn't think what You're not thinking, not in second circuit, because your partner, your group should know after every phase is completed that it's done, so that what they're doing in association with what is being built on the whole, everybody knows what phase we're in, what's complete, etc. You don't have to do half of it before you can tell them that we finished phase one. But when you don't understand teamwork and you don't understand the importance of communication and how that articulates and holds the final product together, even though it may not be built yet, to communicate that you are building it makes the final product a reality. So building together is a big issue. And when people are not able to permeate all the areas of the brain, literally use it, okay, they don't get it, the importance of communication. And those groups of our species that have been able to do that, the things that they have built on this planet, fabulous pyramids that exist for 10,000 years, 5,000 years. These cathedrals I've seen, beautiful buildings all over the world where there's groups of people that have learned to master. It's a wonderful place to be. Even the military are based on second circuit utilization. Never forget that. So communication, teamwork, and building together is very important. If you feel awkward in a group, if you don't think you communicate well, if you really haven't been a part of something great where you've been intricately there, helping to construct that one goal, come take this course so you can learn about your second circuit, because it's a misuse of your second circuit and not understanding how to use it that keeps you from being a part of greatness. That's the key. This is a foundation for greatness to be able to build, and great things are not built by one person. It's always a group. And so if you're still waiting that I'm going to do this instead of we, that's a problem, and that's a defect in your second circuit, because everything monumental and great is we, not I. It's always we, more than one human here on this planet. It's a we thing, and you have to learn how to use that circuit. So please join us. Oh, let me see. I didn't give you the information here. Okay. Yep. So that course is 757. Oh, I like those numbers. 757 is the tuition. That starts on November 12th. And that is, at 7 p.m. These are cyber courses. Let me bring that to your attention. These are cyber courses, and they are available at home, at lunch, whatever, because you can reach them through your smartphone, your iPad, the computer. We are Cyber University, intentionally for that. So we don't put a lot of pressure on the body having to show up. You can just put your mind on the digital highway, the internet, and come to class. It's wonderful. So this is your digital university, and that's on Monday, leaning. Okay, and that's from 7 to 8:30. We love a lot of visual instruction, auditory instruction. And so the videos we have, the other modalities, et cetera, you'll get very clear about this. Okay, so that's November 12th, Monday, the DJ BBA Second Circuit Training, a very important aspect of the owner's manual of the human body, how to communicate and use the second circuit of the brain. Okay, coming up soon, my sponsors want to speak to you, but I'm going to speak one more little course in here, our immunology and body hygiene for the 21st century. It's known as your body is your blueprint. Your body is your blueprint. Now, this is very important because people are having serious problems with their immune system. Very serious problems with their immune system. So they've got this medication for you and that medication, and you got to have this surgery and just all kind of things because your immune system is not functioning well. Why? And that is what you're going to find out in this course. You just can't continue to take a pill for this and surgery for that, etc. You weren't built for that. That is not your destiny if you know how to operate your body. Learn how to operate your body, the children's stuff. They're getting meningitis, you know. That's where, you know, they're puncturing holes in the eardrum because so much mucus behind the eardrum and sinusitis. And these children are suffering because the parents never learned how to take care of their body and their immune system. And so, therefore, how could they basically pass that on to their children? And they suffer by seeing the children suffer. So if you've got allergies, the children have allergies, et cetera, whether the eczema looks like it's a big issue now, everybody's having with their skin. I've never seen one company have 13 products for the skin. That's all they do. They make products for the skin, for wrinkling, for dry skin, for callous skin, for cracked skin. I was like, oh, my God, it just goes on and on. There's so many products for just the skin. Now, this is no plaything because the skin is the most important organ of the body as far as protection. So don't take it lightly. Your skin is very important. There's nothing greater than the skin, and it's the most external aspect of the brain. That's right. It's your brain. Your brain is your skin. Get it? It's important. So I get concerned because everybody's slathering all this stuff on their brain. Do they know what they're doing? They got this or that for the skin, this and that. This is your brain. It's the most external aspect of the brain. This is where the brain gets direct information from the environment. That's correct, through the skin. So when you've got immune problems, especially and they're exhibiting themselves through the skin, you want to wake up. You want to slap both cheeks, pay attention, and get some help. Not only just what you can put on topically, but get some information about what is going on with your skin. It's a very important organ. And where should you go? To the owner's manual. Anybody that loves anything that's of value to them, first thing they do, oh, let me check the owner's manual. Let me check the troubleshooter. Yeah. So your owner's manual is on the internet, in the computer. Yeah. You go to a computer. Let me pull up the owner's manual here. Troubleshoot. You've got to do that. This is a 13-week course. It's taught by our incredible instructor, Dr. Heather Pierman, Dr. Chiropractic, and neuromiasmic energy. She deals with stuff from centuries ago, miasm, generational issues that are being processed by the brain and neutralize that and shut down the genes that are still transmitting that misinformation. That's a deep thing. So you don't think of the fact that ancestral stuff is on your genes and is still active in you, even though that ancestor may have been dead two or three generations before you. Yeah. This is all affecting everything today from, you know, 160 years, these generations. Yeah, but you're still having the effect of that because that gene is still turned on and you inherited it. So come and learn about this. It's a 13-week course. You'll learn the empowering information of how the immune system is a network of cells, tissues, organs, and biochemicals that work collectively and throughout the entire body. And this system has been taught mainly as a system that fights against pathogens and foreign invaders. But there's so much more to your immune system, immunology. Come and learn it. The tuition here is $828. Don't you love those numbers? It's $828. It can obviously be paid upfront in full, but also we have payment plans for you. We love it. So this is every Thursday, begins November 15th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it is also a cyber course. So you can relax at home and get this aspect of your owner's manual. So our sponsors are going crazy, and I will be back in just a moment. Be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Well, if you're just tuning in, it's okay. We are quite a ways up the road in the show. However, joining us is always a pleasure and always a blessing because we're going to make sure that you learn something up until the very end of the show every time you tune in to the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program. And here I am. That's me. And we've been talking about the fall semester here at the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, abbreviated the JUICE. We've been talking about our brain balancing program, which re-engineers the brain so you can access it all. You are ambidextrous when you're balanced. You have access easily to the right and the left hemisphere. Both hemispheres articulate, and on our program in this course, it will be permanent. You won't be losing this. We love our courses here because they're permanent. You don't lose the information because we make sure that it's your body. Isn't that wonderful? So how many courses have I taken? And oh, my gosh, you know, you come out of there 3 months, 4 months later, you don't remember it, you know, whatever else, et cetera. You just did it, you know, to get credits or whatever else, et cetera. No. This is your owner's manual, and we're going to make sure that you are employing this because a lot of it you've done, but you just didn't know what it was. You really didn't know how it was integrated to everything else, et cetera. But when you get all of your brain activated, yes, then you'll begin to put this stuff in its proper perspective, and it snaps into place permanently. To learn your immune system, oh, that's going to snap into place permanently. That's your body is your blueprint. Your immune system, your immunology, you've got to know that. How to use the area of your brain that allows you to build anything with two people or a million. That's the second circuit of the brain. Socialized building and communication. We call that the DJBBA, the Dr. Jewel Brain Balance Alliance. Because when all the brain tissue comes on board, you can communicate with anyone, anywhere, and be able to stay on a plan that builds something wonderful, even though there are thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. For example, Ford Motor Company, Chevrolet Motor Company, GMC, they have millions of people working for them. And they turn out, what? Automobiles. That's what they do. They all work together, millions of people, to produce an automobile. But that's why we have them all over the world now, because we can do the work in a big way to make sure that everyone can have one if they meet the criteria, which is very simple. But it takes a lot of people to be able to have that level of influence and sustain a supply like that worldwide. But when that second circuit is not healthy in the brain, many people, they can't see that. They don't understand it. Okay, yeah, I got my little car and whatever, but they don't see the bigger picture of how so many people have to be involved for you to be able to have that car and to be able to get it serviced and to be able to have gas for it and to have parts for it and to be able to have it insured. So it's a huge, huge network. All working together using that second circuit of the brain. Communication, building together, very, very important. Teamwork. Yep, that's a specific area of the brain that your body was built to allow you to master. You don't want to forsake that. Okay, and now we have one of my little darlings. I think it's wonderful. The brain needs to know how to articulate and think with everything else. And did you not know that? That everything has consciousness. everything that we create as humans, everything that Mother Nature creates as humans, has an awareness, a consciousness, and everything thinks in the same way. Unless we, the highest evolved living organism on this planet, override overlaying our thinking on it. You have to understand that. But other than that, everything is already communicating with itself and everything else. But the humans don't know this. Amazing. They don't know this, that there's a universal language. And everything, I don't care whether it's the pencil, whether it's the pen, whether it's the plastic encasing of your computer, it all has a uniform consciousness of how it interacts upon itself with everything else. And so any human that learns that universal language can communicate with anything else brought into this dimension. Understand that. And you have the software programs to do that. But most people don't even know it. And then two, of course, therefore, why would they have the software programs turned on? Unless that was a gift given to them at birth, that they already had programmed the body to have that turned on at birth. And we have people that do have software programs that are running at birth. And right now we have many more individuals coming here with what we call more advanced elevated bodies. And they're having a little challenge with it because most of the people around them don't know how to interact with them or to accept the capability that they, through their body, exhibit. Oh, yeah. But it's time now that everybody recognize that there's a lot more to a human body than what has been exhibited. And these capabilities are needed now to navigate the 21st century. So let's get them turned on. To make it easy for you, let's learn the universal language. We call it simply universal principles. Now, universal principles, we've had support groups, and we continue to have them on Sundays, a cyber support group, so you can learn the language and learn how that looks from a humanoid perspective. We also have branches of the universal principle teaching. We call it universal principle support group. We're excited about the fact that we also have our universal principle support group in New York, the New York headquarters in Mount Vernon, New York. So these principles are being made available to you, and they will continue to manifest throughout the world as we have individuals who really fall in love with teaching this universal language. So we have people who specialize in the language of French and, you know, Spanish and German and Polish and the Slavic languages and things. But only recently are we having individuals who want to teach the universal language, the one language that everything understands, and it's universal principles. And so our instructor this fall, Ms. Felicia Mohammed, is going to be teaching you that. And normally we usually run this information through a group of humans in a support group. But this is going to be taught formally as a course. It's a 13-week course to really learn the principles, the new language, the new meaning of these principles. What is emanating from my pencil, from my plant? It's amazing. You know, I just had this insight that even the steel that composes a gun knows universal principle. And the only reason why that steel is involved in any murder of any type, whether it be animal or unfortunately the body of another human, et cetera, or damages anything, is because of the overlay of the intent and the consciousness of the human that formed that steel into that geometry with the intent of being able to hurt the physical body of another life form. But the steel in of itself would never do that because it recognizes who and what it is, even though it's steel, to everything else. And that's what universal principles do. They give you the understanding and the relationship between all matter. I don't care whether it's in the form of steel, concrete, a brick, a plant, a human cell. There's a universal language here that we still haven't learned. So you can come and learn that at 6:53. It's very important. How are you going to be in this world and you don't know the one sole universal language to basically know how to conduct your physical body, how to treat anything else in your environment? Very important. And that is beginning November 12th. And that class is on Wednesdays from 7 to 8:30 p.m. And then our last class, very quickly, oh my goodness, my time, and this is the most important class too, the law of time. We have a fabulous instructor, Jacob Rhythm Dragon, okay? Jacob Watts, his name, but you'll understand why he refers to himself as Rhythm Dragon. You got to learn that, 13 weeks. Now, what is this? This teaches you the time mechanism for our planet and our solar system. You know how to tell time by a watcher, but then you know how to tell your planet's time, your solar system's time. You got to learn that so that that's an important aspect of keeping your body indefinitely. You got to be able to tell time by planetary time, solar time, and you do that. 13 weeks is the first teaching on that, and you'll understand what the 20 is. So the LOT, Law of Time, our instructor, fabulous. They have an organization here, and he's come to teach at the university as a visiting professor to make sure that you have this class. So therefore, now that's on Friday, beginning the 16th, from 12:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. That's the afternoon course, okay, EST. So, therefore, this can be lunchtime for you, et cetera, as opposed to nighttime. But this is a fabulous course. Let's take it. I want to see you in there, in that class. I love it, and I'm continuously studying. It's important now because we're going to Mars soon. So join us for our call. It starts next week. Courses at juis.education. Write us for more information. Finish your email address. We can use the talent. Love you much. Bye-bye. And type of neuroimmunology tomorrow with Dr. Tierman at 5 p.m. Make sure you tune in. This is your science broadcasting network. Love you.
Thank you for listening to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Jewel here each Monday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, Jewis. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your email to info@thejewelnetwork.net. Thank you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State.